John. He's as big as two of you put together. I know for Hay is chasing, but it's in vain. The Grand National winner is Will John. Look at I know for Hay try, but Will John's too good for him. Will John wins the Grand National by 3 lengths.
Certainly was too good. Another great call by Rick Mack, and Cole McKellar would have been up on his feet. Unfortunately, couldn't be trackside, but he would have been cheering home big Will John for the victory yesterday, and he joins us this morning. Morning, Cole. Congratulations.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
I know how much you love these jumpers. That must have given you great satisfaction.
Don't get better, do you? You know, but I mean, they're only there for the day. We enjoy today, and then we go on to the next one. But no, it was a good win. He's only a very young horse in the jumping world, isn't he? Like, he's only turned 6 yesterday, but he's only a baby.
And his improvement this time in has been phenomenal. He's got the picket fence now, but he keeps raising the bar.
Yeah, well, he certainly raised it yesterday. I was a bit concerned, but he did have a weight advantage. I mean, he was only carrying 64 kilos. It's a big difference, and they put a stack of a bit more weight on him. He might sort him out, you know. We'll see.
Are you a nervous
watcher? We can only live for the day.
Are you a nervous watcher? Because if you were impartial watching the race, he looked to have it in his keeping a long way out.
Yeah, I'm probably a doubting Thomas sometimes. You know, I think, well, there's some very good horses. I knew the top weight sort of boy is a very good horse. I knew that, I know for Hay is a very good horse. Don't worry about them horses. You know, they're good. They're seasoned jumpers. But he... Yes, he didn't do anything wrong yesterday. I thought young Will McCarthy rode him very, very well, rode him to instructions, what Kieran told him, because you've got to let him use his action. He's a big, big horse, you know, and we love him.
He is a beast of a horse, as you said, and for Will, it was a great moment for him, and it was meant to be. I'll play a little snippet, as I loved his post race interview with Matty Campbell on .com, and if we'd known this before the race, a few others may have been on Will John as well.
Super to ride a winner for the boss here. I came out to ride and work for him in May, and this is my first winner for him, so it was a good way to kick it off. And I know as soon as the entries came out, it was meant to be. My middle name is John, so it was Willie John and Willie John, so it was a good combination.
Did you know that, Cole?
Yes, I knew that. We knew he was going in because he's named after our grandson, Will John. He's Will John. And that's where he got his name, and the horse is Will John. And Kieran said to me about 3 weeks ago, would be 2 weeks ago, he said, Steve won't be able to ride him. And I said, that's fair enough. You know, he said, but we've got Will John on him. I said, who? He said, well, I asked him what his second name was, and he said, his second name is John. So we had the trifecta, three Will Johns.
Oh, brilliant. Did your grandson enjoy watching it yesterday?
I loved it, yeah. And I told him this morning, he rang me this morning, and, you know, he... him and his little mates at school, isn't he? What's Will, 11? But all his mates at school are all tied up in the races. Lindsay Smith's son and all them, you know, be down at Warrnambool. And I said to him, he said, how big a race is that, Pa? I said, well, the Grand National Hurdle is probably like the Caulfield Cup. It's not a Melbourne Cup. It's probably like a Caulfield Cup in the jumping world. Would that be a reasonable analogy, Michael?
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head, and it's brilliant to see. So you've got the next generation of the Warrnambool Racing fraternity coming through the ranks down there all together.
We hope so. Yeah, he's my farmer boy and horseman. You know, so, and all the little fellas get around. I took them down to the yearling sales. They had a great day down there, the three of them. They're good kids. They're good kids. I love them.
That is magnificent. When did Kieran say to you, I think we might have a potential jumping star on our hands here?
Probably Sparky more than Kieran. You know, Steve trialled him at Warrnambool there one day, and he said, and I was there at the trials, which I never go to trials, because I say to Kieran, you know, all my trainers, whoever my trainer is, I say to him, you know, do we get a check from winning that trial? You never win bloody trials. Oh, sorry. You never win a trial and get paid, you know? But, and I went to before the Warrnambool. It would have been the Sunday before Warrnambool, and which he won his first start. And I think he finished about, there was two in front of me, he finished about 15 lengths off him. Sparky come back, and you know what he's like, a Pateman. He doesn't save much. He's pretty laid back, pulling the saddle off him. And he said, don't worry about it. I said, how do you think he went? And he said, oh, no. He said, well, them two in front, he said, they'll never get near him on Tuesday if they run. And I said, well, yeah. And he said he's got a lot of upside, this horse. So that was the first time. Whereas Kieran's pretty reserved. You know what he's like. He never says a lot, you know?
So what's the future? Are you tempted to have a go over the big sticks in the steeple as well?
Oh, Kieran and Dave and Declan. We've got to involve Declan in these jumpers because he does a good job. They'll work that out. He does run very well fresh. We like to keep him fresh. But I said to Kieran, you know, he's got a bigger... no sense in running him in the national steeple if it's going to put weight on him in the Grand Annual. We've got to be a bit careful, you know. So, and I mean that's what it's all about, isn't it? If he goes into the Grand Annual with, I don't know the weight scales and I don't understand that rating, but I would have thought if he won a national hurdle, he's done a pretty good job this year. And if he goes and wins if he does win a steeple, it's all if, it would put weight on him going into the Grand Annual, you know. So we've got to be a bit careful. But he's a big strong horse, Kieran said last night. He's a big, strong horse. He'll carry weight. We'll see.
And he ran so well in the Jericho last year as well. Has that also been penciled in?
That's it. You know, Michael, you know Janice and I. And she's got a couple of dreams. I mean, we all like to win the big Holy Grails in Melbourne and all that. But when you go to Warrnambool, well, the Jericho is a pretty special race for us. And I just think what Billy has done putting that race on and sponsoring it, I mean, it's just amazing. And it will make Warrnambool. We spoke about this once before, I think, on radio. It will it's one of the best races in Australia, and so that's where he'll go to. And he ran third in it last year, and he's a lot more seasoned. Doesn't mean to say he'll win it, but he'll give him a shake, won't he? You know.
Well, he was brilliant yesterday. What do you make of Big Blue?
Well, Big Blue's a bit disappointing. He's not jumping right, is he? You know, like he's a little bit. Because he got hurt in Adelaide when he was over at Oakbank when he was trialling. He landed on a jump, wasn't anybody's fault. But he's lost his confidence a bit, and I noticed he did there yesterday. You know, a couple of jumps, but he'll have to go back to the drawing board because, I mean, he's a pretty good horse. Mm. But they're all get their measure when they get weight on them or whatever, and you know, there's always a better one coming through, so you can never be too confident, can you?
No,
you know?
Absolutely.
But it was a good day yesterday to watch it. Couldn't get better, you know.
Where does that rank, winning the Grand National Hurdle for you?
Well, we've got a couple of Grand Annuals already, as you know, talking jumpers. Yes, it's pretty special to win the Grand National. I haven't won it. In fact, I don't think I've had a runner in a National Hurdle. I have in the steeples, but obviously, it's and as you know, it's a better race to win than a Grand Annual. I mean, a Grand Annual is... But it's not a significant race like it is to us, the Grand Annual. You know, we just love it.
Congratulations yesterday, Cole, and from a horse like Will John to a galloper like Generation, who you've got's pretty exciting as well. The 3-year-old.
Yeah, well, we're going to see how he goes, haven't we? You know, we're going to see how he goes. They're all there, but you know, they're there to be beaten once you come into their 3-year-old season. And he's got a fair upside. Generation, he's a nice horse. But he's got to do it now. Once he steps up a ladder, you know.
Where do we see him next?
I think he's about 2 weeks off. I reckon he's going to run him in the vein.
Yep.
When is the vein? 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he said. But knowing Kieran, he'll make his own mind up. You know, and Dave, they'll make the decision.
It'll be good to see those famous colours again at Caulfield, where Jamaica had her big day in the sun as well. Hey, Cole, congratulations. You put so much into racing, especially jumps racing, and down the Warrnambool area. It's great to see you win these majors.
We've got to keep him going. He's got a lot in the family coming through. We've got the mare that's there. She broke down, but she'll come back. That Wahini Tour, she's his half-sister. She'll make a jumper. You know, that's honestly, people wonder what we breed horses for. Well, there's a group of them mares down home that are just... really local horses, you know, and this bloke's mum might be a bit better than that, Aranui, but people don't realise it's as much fun winning a race. They don't realise how much fun it is winning a race. It's like Warrnambool. Might be good to win one in England. It might be good to win one in Sydney or Brisbane or Melbourne, but it's good to win them in Warrnambool and all around those little areas, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, absolutely. The grassroots. Cole, well done.
That's what we like. No worries.
Cole McKenna.